per diem. Engagement. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Coming up. That's good. If you're
walking on ice and it's a bit slippery and you might say, well, this is a very dangerous place. I managed to keep my balance, but I fell 3 or 4 times. What word would you put in there?
I lost my balance and fell.
And no, you didn't fall. You
almost fell.
Okay. And if somebody is waiting for you, you might say, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
And if I ask you if I'm on the right road, and I'm not sure of the distance, say, to Dawson, I might say, just curious, how, if I want to know.
How far?
Okay. How, would you finish it?
How far is it to Dawson?
Okay. And if you're pointing at something nearby, maybe to the children, and you want to call their attention, you might say, Patrick,
look.
Okay, and to a particular place.
Charles, look here.
Okay. And if you want to know how many times somebody does something, you might say, how
often.
And if you agree with a friend, when he says, I'm not going to do something, you might say, well, I'm
not going to do it either.
Okay.
If I'm from the...
from somewhere else. Yeah. Okay. No, I just want the one that, you know, you'd use.
I say either.
Okay. Or you might say, I'm not going to do this. And you might say, well, am I? What would you put in front of that?
Well, I'm not either.
Okay. Or if you put that word in front, it wouldn't say. You
neither am I.
Okay. How was that?
Neither.
Okay. And there are a couple of things that I apparently slipped over there I'd like to go back to. And talking about tomatoes, do you have a word for around here for those smaller tomatoes, any different kinds?
Cherry tomatoes.
Okay, they're the little...
little, small. I have some volunteers in the garden where the seed came from, anything, and they're loaded. I bet I could go out and pick a dozen right now.
Okay. What about one that's a oval shape? Is that the little round,
oh,
the cherry?
No, the cherry's a little, absolutely round.
Okay.
It's just about as big as a cherry.
Okay, and that's the only smaller one that you all have around here that you know?
Well, if it would either be a cherry tomato with me, or it would be a large tomato, a Rutgers, or a big boy, a better boy, or something like that.
Okay, and back when we were talking about hog killing, do you remember anybody ever making anything out of the liver ground? Did you all ever do anything
with it? No, but can't you make a liver paste out of it?
I think there is.
But I don't know anything. We hog killing was just about to go out with us because Daddy was very sensitive and we sold our hogs most of the time.
Okay.
He didn't like to, if we killed any, he had to leave home. Until it was over with.
Okay. He didn't want to.
He didn't want to put your heart.
All right. Do you remember anything that was done with the blood?
No.
Okay. And talking about coffee, how do you make coffee actually? Do you use the percolator? Do you use instant or?
Well, when my husband was alive and we made coffee, I used a percolator, Corningware percolator.
Mm-hmm.
Alison has one of these Mr. Man coffee makers.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to have a cup of coffee, I get a little glass jar and get a teaspoon out, get a teaspoonful and put some hot water on it.
Right.
That's instant.
Sure. Okay, and in talking about frogs, do you all have any